Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little Heartman rock and roll for you there, folks. That's John Mellencamp. Bringing this back. Welcome back, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Leo Haviland, Wall Street analyst, author of an outstanding book, Words on the Street, Language and the American Dream on Wall Street. LeoHaviland.com, just like it sounds, is his website. You can find his important essays and articles there, and the work he does, the analysis he does on the markets and the global economy. Leo, thanks again for being here. One of the things that President-elect Trump has said he would do is reform corporate tax, including allowing the repatriation of foreign earnings back in to bring several $1 trillion back into the United States. What do you think about that?
Reforming the corporate tax as well as the individual tax code to make them clearer and easier to deal with would be an improvement. A dramatic cut in the corporate tax earnings may be worthy of some more significant debate than it's getting, but he's wise to try to make things clearer for people. Repatriation of foreign earnings would be nice insofar as these companies arguably then would put those funds to work, at least to some extent, in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So in both counts, I think those would be steps in the right direction.
As out here on Main Street, Leo, I'm hoping that having borrowed all the money they need to borrow for consolidation and for buying back stock and all the other stuff, with this money in hand that they could bring back, I'm just, maybe I'm still naive and romantic, but I got to believe some of that's going to find its way back out here on Main Street. Whereas over the last, as you and I have discussed, over the last 7 years, much of the money that the corporate America has borrowed and used to do some of the things they've done has not made it to Main Street.
True. Also, a substantial amount of, let's call it, earnings in general have not made it from, let's say, the top 1 to 10% of the population or
the
corporations themselves down to the other 90% of persons on Main Street, which is a separate but still related
issue. The chickens of which came home to roost on November 8th of that, didn't they?
Yes, yes. And you've written a superb book in the age of the called The Age of the Customer, and you can underline better than anyone in the political environment as well that there are some customers on Main Street that have substantial expectations about mm-hmm. President Trump and our government now. And we'll see what happens going forward. What do you think, Will?
Well, I think if he can repatriate those earnings, that will cause companies, corporate America, hopefully will they'll do something with that money. I suspect there may be a little bit of strings attached, meaning they can't bring them back and then put them back to work somewhere else. There'll probably be a little bit of strings attached, and I won't have a problem with that, as you well know. Many corporate small businesses are B2B businesses. Our
yes.
customers are big companies, and we need them to come back to the marketplace. And so I'm hoping that will be one important step that he will take. Last question before we go. Do you think that there? I'll ask you again something I've asked you before. Do you think that there's an asset bubble going on right now?
Yes. We've had an asset bubble in the U.S. government and other marketplaces, which arguably is deflating a bit with the higher rates. real estate having in the United States gone up 40% or more from the lows.
Right. But I'm primarily talking about paper assets now.
Oh, paper assets?
Stocks.
I think there is, but it's not a very wide bubble because it's been encouraged by the stock buyback program.
Right. You're saying that's what's driven it up, that part of the process of driving up the shares has actually also, the mechanism has strengthened them? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, in the hunt for yield.
Interesting. Very interesting. Yeah. Interesting
so
analysis.
I think there is a bubble in part, but it can take a long time for one to burst.
We're up high, though. When it falls, it's going to be a crash. I worry about. Hey, Leo, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you very much.
LeoHaviland.com, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.